Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. My name is CJ Bowens, and today we're going to cover two things here. The first thing we're going to cover is the Get It Out the Mud crowd and why people feel as though because you receive anything from a parent and a parent does what they're supposed to be, that you're less of or you're not as hard of a worker. The second thing we're going to cover is a bit of a gender war topic, quote unquote. I don't believe in a gender war, but there is a quote-unquote battle of the sexes. But just stay tuned, and we're going to go ahead and get into this now. So today, the first thing I want to dive into is the whole get it out the mud thing, because this has been a long time coming. Like, I've seen this been an ongoing issue for years. I can date it back to high school, where people almost feel as though you're worth less than because you so happen to have parents that do what they're supposed to do. And I say it like this, bro. You know, I understand, you know, how proud of yourself you may be for doing something on your own. But I think my biggest issue is I'm someone who's seen it from both sides, right? I'm a guy who I got my apartment on my own. However, what I also ended up doing was my parents gave me my first car. And there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean, you know, I'm not capable of doing anything on my own. But there's a weird, weird thing going on right now where people just have this mentality of, if you don't do it on your own, you can't be a leader. And it was a post I seen the other day. I'm not going to, you know, quote them word for word, but they was like, you know, when you get it on your own, you don't have to worry about anybody else. You don't know how to be your own leader. And, you know, I'm going to read through some of these comments. Because, I mean, the person ended up blocking me, right? So, I simply said this right here. She's like, it's not wrong, but it's a different type of movement when you get that shit on your own. Your parents gotta leave someday. What you gonna be waiting and depending on them? I simply said this. It's really not no competition. It's not no different movement. With all due respect, in all, like, in actuality, I feel like the get it out the mud crowd are the most insecure because they had to make it happen or they wouldn't have made it. And I feel like with this crowd of people, they size people up who never looked at them as competition, not in a disrespectful way, but we look at you as friends, bro. Like, we never measured how we got our start versus how you got your start. And it's this whole mentality of, you know, if you got anything from your parents, that you're not, you can't be independent, or you know, you can't be your own boss. And that, like I said, could not be farther from the truth. You got people like Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, you know, yada yada, who had things from their parents, who have a beautiful relationship with their parents, and they're still billionaires. They're still very successful people. And I want this to be a message to people who have got it on their own or got it out the mud. I'm sorry that your parents, you know, didn't care, love you enough, or just weren't able to do these things for you. It's very, very unfortunate, and it's sad because it's very, very prevalent in the it's very prevalent in the Black community. But you have to stop attacking people who didn't have the same circumstances as you, because that's not fair. Like, we were all born within different circumstances. That's what makes us us. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like some of y'all need therapy on some real shit. You need therapy. Because how do you come up with this idea that we don't know how to be independent? So let's continue reading through these comments, bro. So the girl got disrespectful. I didn't care. Some women have this thing when they're trying to be slightly disrespectful, they'll be like, good is it, good it. Like, I didn't care about that. And she was like, make it happen for yourself and blah, 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 blah. And I just told her straight up, all this really screams is my parents ain't do shit for me and I'm mad about it. And that ain't got nothing to do with us. She was like, I've had the silver spoon in my mouth until I wanted to be independent. You know, saying I was little-minded, whatever else. Then, and this is the part where I say, this crowd really is emotional and they don't think logically. Her first comment was, you know, her response was, what do I look like 60 years old asking my parents for help? And here's where I go, how does that make sense? What 60-year-old you know still asking their mom and them for help? You don't know any. Maybe 20 or 30, maybe even 40. But at that point, they're more than likely raising their senior citizen. I mean, not raising, but taking care of their senior citizen parents, bro. So stop. And it's like, how are you mad at me because my mom or my dad moved like parents? They didn't say, oh, that's too bad. You got to figure it out on your own. Like, you can't be mad at me because my parents chose to do things for me, because they also still taught me the values of hard work and how it can benefit you. But they also didn't throw me out to the world. Like, most of the people ask for help from their parents, I don't think people understand, are 18, 19, 20, and they've never, you know, they don't know how the world works. So as a parent, why would you not? I have a daughter. If I can help it, she won't be working till her junior and senior year, because her freshman and sophomore years are supposed to be those time periods where she just simply enjoys herself, bro. She's getting to know high school and getting to know herself and developing a personality. She didn't spend most of that time working. If I can help it, she won't be working. I got it out the mud so my daughter and everyone behind me can pick from flowers. Not so they can go through the same struggle, because I don't want my child to experience the hardship that I experienced. Yeah, they made me stronger in the end, but I feel like there were other ways. I just don't understand the infatuation with making your kids see the struggle, because I feel like they can secretly make them resent you. They could dislike you for that. I don't dislike my parents for my hardships, because I can tell that they tried to minimize everything that I went through, especially my mother. You know, my dad did too, but my mom did everything in her power to make sure I didn't go through certain things. And yes, I still went through certain things, because that's just how the world works. But I can appreciate my mom's effort to not make me go through these things and not try to push off certain things just to make me quote unquote stronger. I just don't get it. But I do feel sorry for that crowd, because again, they didn't have their mom and dad do certain things for them. Like, I don't feel like a child should have to buy their first car. That's just me personally. Like, if they want to, fine, but I feel like that money could have went towards stuff that they enjoy. And people may disagree with me on that, but I feel like as a parent, I would love to come together with the mother of my child and buy her first car, or give her first car. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff I want to do. Excuse me, y'all. And it's just, I don't know, bro. It's just, it's been weird lately with that crowd. And it's almost like they feel a sense of superiority when they'll say stuff like, you got your car from your mama, I got my car from, I bought my car, we not the same. Bro, we both driving a car. So unless you got a scat pack or some shit like that, like, we both have the same car, I probably have a better car. But it's not a competition. Like, it's like that type of, those type of people try to make everything a competition and make them, like, pat themselves on the back. And I'm one of those people, I always say, I know you want a pat on the back, but then these fools might see you choke. don't pat yourself on the back too hard, because then when other motherfuckers start to flex on you, you're gonna feel some type of way. That's all I have for this segment. When I come back, we're gonna go ahead and address the second segment, which is accountability and some things I've seen on TikTok that I kind of TikTok and social media that I just want to cover in general. Stay tuned. So let's cover accountability, because for a while, and I'm not sure why, but there's been this ongoing thing where, you know, certain genders, a certain gender, the female gender, feel as though men don't hold other men accountable as much as we do. And I covered this a bit on my TikTok, right? But I kind of want to cover it here, because this is the platform where you guys can fully hear me extend out. So I seen a post where it was literally as followed. It was literally on some men last longer, men friendships last longer because they don't hold each other accountable for half of the shit that they do. And I'm just here to tell you that that is, it couldn't be farther from the truth. The things that we hold other men accountable for are things that I promise you no woman would care enough to hold each other accountable for. I said this in a TikTok. There's literally a situation where a quarterback named Peyton Manning and one of his best teammates ever, a guy he considered to be like one of his close friends, Jeff Saturday, got into. Now, if you don't know anything about football, this reference will go over your head, and I do apologize in advance. But essentially what happened was Peyton Manning had called a play. Jeff Saturday did not think that play was going to work, and he audibled out of it. So the play busted because the center and the quarterback weren't on the same page. So he was so the people in front of him were run blocking, but Peyton Manning and everybody else had it in their mind that it was a pass. So it ended up being a negative game. That happened. So he got to the sideline and they had some words. They cussed each other out. He told them, "Let me do my fucking job." Now, you place a woman in this situation, what's probably going to happen is, hey, you thought you seen something different. I can't be mad at you for that. Even if it went wrong, you made the best judgment call. And y'all get along from there on. You know, as a guy, we're going to say, hey, I had the right play. You fucked up. Let me do my job. That's the difference between man and woman in terms of accountability for the other gender. So when I see situations like the Kaisen, in that situation where people are trying to hold him accountable for this, and again, this is a situation where you knew you were wrong. I knew you were wrong. I held you accountable right then and there. I didn't make any excuses for you. I held you accountable right then and there. But when we look at this Kaisen in that situation where you really don't know what the fuck happened, you don't know. And this is a situation where women want him to be held accountable. Certain women, not all women, want him to be held accountable for this. But he literally is, he don't know what happened. He doesn't. So, you know, for people to say, oh, he deserves to be canceled and blah, 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 I'm genuinely looking at it like, for what? It wasn't his fault. The only ties that he has to this is literally that it was his party. He's not trying to cover it up. He's not trying to do this. He's not trying to do that. He literally said, I'm going to let the police handle it. My lawyer told me not to say anything. When I do have an update, I will let you guys know. That does not mean, oh, you're not holding him accountable. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That doesn't mean any of that. It means he's letting the legal process play out, especially in today with everything that we see in terms of sexual assault and, you know, rape. When you're the third party, you have to be really, really careful when it's man-woman violence. As a guy, you have to be very, very careful, because we see equal amounts. We see a dude we thought did not do it, did it, and you defended him. And then we've also seen people take the woman's side, and we find out that she was not being 100% honest. I'm not going to call her a complete liar, because a woman has to feel like that happened for it to happen. Maybe some of the things she said just were not true. Like I said, I'm being very meticulous with how I word this, because I don't want it to come off as though you should believe no women. I also don't want it to come off as in all women tell the truth. I think I have a bigger issue with the whole guilty until proven innocent, because that's just not how it should go. It should never go this way. But there, we find a lot of guys now, there have been countless guys who literally lost their careers over a lie. Like, imagine coming out of college, you're a projected top five pick, and you just like, you went to jail for this, and you just lost your whole career. And then they come out and say, well, by the way, that didn't happen. You out of money and everything, bro. It's a crazy scenario. So I do say this to say, you have to be very, very cautious with situations of this nature. Then you also have situations like the Tory Lane and Megan situation, where he had a bunch of guys rallying behind him, and he was guilty on all three charges. All three. And it's just, it's a crazy, crazy scenario, man. You have to really analyze these situations before you speak on it. And as a guy, I also want to state, like I said, I'm only speaking from a guy's perspective, right? But as a guy, I want women to be very cognizant of what happens with us. We're in a lose-lose situation as a guy when we get those type of allegations. Because what happens is, if you're convicted, obviously, you're a rapist, right? And you deserve every bit of, you know, criticism that you get. You deserve it. But on the flip side of that, if you're not a rapist, if she was wrong, if you didn't do any of that, bro, no one's ever gonna believe you. No one's ever going to believe you. Like, no one's going to believe that girl lied on you. There's going to be someone somewhere that thinks, oh, you paid the lawyers off. Or, oh, the police just didn't do your job. Even though you and her know you didn't do that. This is what it's like being a guy. You know, and I'm not saying it's not a struggle Olympics. Like, I'm not saying being a guy is harder than being a woman or nothing like that. I want to be very clear with that. I think they both have their struggles. And I think, you know, both have their hardships. But I want to paint a picture for you as a guy. Imagine losing your scholarship. Imagine losing this, losing that, because a girl texts you one day, if you don't give me this amount of money, I'm going to tell everybody that's willing to listen that you sexually assaulted me. And they're not going to believe you, because I'm a girl and you're a guy. Not only can it happen with that, women can literally do this. Give me $200 right now, I'm going to tell the world that you beat my ass. And I got the makeup to make it look like you beat my ass. This is something that can really happen to you as a guy. And if you don't get, if it's something like Snapchat, right? And you don't get that screenshot, they can literally go on a whole press run and ruin your life. This is just something I want to put in perspective for some women. You know, there are women that get it and there are women that don't get it. But I want to put this into perspective for a lot of people. When you guys discuss accountability, I'm not going to speak on how women hold each other accountable, because I don't want to turn this episode into that. But I will state there are several situations where, you know, you guys don't hold the next person accountable. See, for a guy, I'm gonna paint another scenario. A guy goes on a killing spree and kills everybody in the house. Chris Benoit, if you will. If you guys don't know the story of Chris Benoit, basically, it's been stated that, you know, as far as we know, the case was closed this way, but as far as we know, He killed everybody in his house. He killed his wife and his two kids. That's as far as we know. Now, there have been reports that he may have had CTE, which is basically he had too many concussions and that his brain was basically fried. Nobody really says anything about that. No one. This is Chris Benoit was a wrestler. He took a lot of head hits and everything like that. Nobody really buys into that. They just simply say you were a murderer. And you not only did he take his own life, but he took his family's life. Now I want to put something in perspective for you guys for this. I've used the word perspective a lot in this podcast episode. I know someone's going to be on my ass about it. But I want to set the scene a little bit. Imagine if that was a woman. We would be talking about how her husband wasn't supportive enough. We'd be talking about how she was exhausted from dealing with kids. These are all things that would be mentioned. For this guy, we don't get that. And I'm not saying he deserves it, but I'm saying, look how different the landscape is when it's a woman in this perspective. Now, while most people I know do not give Casey Anthony a pass for what she did to her infant child, there are some people that do. I would say it's about 50-50. There are some women that think she just was going through postpartum and that gave her a pass to take another life. But here's the problem. If this was a man who took an infant's life, we don't get that excuse. We don't get the mentally unwell excuse. If there was a woman serial killer, she'd be regarded as badass. Not saying he deserves it, but Jeffrey Dahmer is looked at as a pure fucking monster, as he should be. But I want to understand why there are so many more excuses for when it's a woman. That's what I've been wanting to understand for the longest. I'm not saying that these guys get a pass. I'm saying these guys shouldn't. When it comes to certain things, when we talk accountability, I look at accountability from an equal standpoint when the context fits the situation. People want to hold Blueface accountable for punching on Chrisean Rock. They don't want to talk about the fact that she really went across that man's head with a glass cup and then tried to vacuum the glass piece. Like, no, folks thought that shit was funny. But if it's if a guy were to do some shit like that, imagine a 6'3" man going across a 5'4", 5'5" girl's head with a glass cup. Ain't nobody laughing about this shit. People are gonna wonder if she's okay. When her face was bloodied up the other day, no, I wouldn't be shocked if he did it. She claims that she fell out the car and Blueface saved her. I'm pretty sure that shit's a lie. And then, of course, I look at Blueface like that's some weak ass shit. But nobody's giving him a pass for punching on Chrisean Rock when it probably was in self-defense. According to her parents, that's what they taught her, to put her hands on anybody that crosses her the wrong way. But that's the crazy thing. She gets that excuse. She gets that luxury of being able to be like, oh, I came from a shitty environment. I'm a product of my environment. Men don't really get that. We don't get to say we're a product of our environment. I don't think we should, but I also, when it comes to domestic violence and any other type of violence, at some point as an adult, you have to understand, if I make this decision, I deserve the consequences for it. Your product of environment does not supersede accountability. And I think people lose that in the midst of everything where they feel like, well, because I had a shitty upbringing, I'm allowed to do shitty things. And that's not the case. You're not allowed. Like, no, you're allowed to be held accountable for the shitty things that you do. You're allowed to be. Now, can someone just, if it's something that you never unlearned, like if you didn't, for example, if you've always had a bad oven, right? So you light your stovetops with a lighter. I'm going to correct you, but I'm not going to hold that against you because that's what you've always done. You're not used to a good working, functioning oven.
But you knew growing up, because school taught you this. Grade school and high school taught you to keep your hands to yourself. So you don't get to just not do that. And then when you're an adult, go, well, I was taught to be able to put my hands on anybody. No, you ignored the lessons and virtues that were taught to you in school. Because let's be frank. Middle and high school are our first introductions into the world, into society. Do they do a great job of telling you how the world works? Absolutely fucking not. They spend all day teaching you about Pythagorean theorems and things that I still haven't used to this fucking day. But they don't teach you the real meat and potatoes of life. They don't teach you how to file taxes. They barely teach you how to drive. They really just take you to go drive and to go eat somewhere. They don't teach you about like relationships. These are things you legitimately have to learn. So at the end of the day, of course, you know right from wrong, and school teaches you this right from wrong from a virtue standpoint. Regardless of your schooling, they taught you what was not correct and what was correct, or at least try to. So I don't really like to hear, like, when it comes to the gender war thing, I think both sides need each other. But from a man's perspective, speaking to women, if y'all learn how to hold not yourselves, I mean, obviously yourselves, but not just yourselves, but your fellow woman accountable more, you don't have to do it on the degree that we do. Because I won't lie, I'm liable to tell my teammate that he playing like a bitch, which would be fighting words for you guys. I'm not saying you have to do that, but you do need to tell your homegirl, hey, this isn't quality. This is low vibrational. This isn't quality work from you. You can be better, and I can help you be better. We need more of that. I think a lot of the biggest disconnects in how we handle our fellow males and how you guys handle your fellow women is I've literally seen friendships break up with women after they leave from trips out of town. I've literally seen women in friendships because such and such could not make it to their party. Not because they legitimately just said no, but because they had things to do. These are the type of things that you guys' friendships end over. As a guy, if someone does not show up to my birthday party or function, I'm not ending my friendship with them. Things happen, bro. In this crazy ass game we call life, shit happens. But women don't really, a lot of women, and again, let me be very clear, because I'm speaking on certain women that I've seen, not women as a whole, not as a whole demographic. A lot of women don't really care about context. They're direct people. They don't look at the ins and outs of other shit until it applies for them. When they put in a situation where they get caught cheating, now they want to look at the context and now they want to talk about the details. But if I straight up tell them I can't come to their dinner party, I'm cut off. That's crazy as fuck to me. It's crazy as hell to me. But that's a real thing. As a guy, we don't care. I can call you a bitch on the court and we still go get lunch right after that game. We have a thicker skin. We don't get caught up in little things. We think about things from a grander scheme. Yeah, things hurt our feelings. Of course. There's not a single guy that can't say his feelings have never been hurt by some shit that happened to him, whether it be guy or girl. It's always been a thing. But we bounce back. We don't let this shit. We won't let him calling us a bitch end a 6 or 7 year friendship. You women will end 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 decade long friendships over this girl not showing up to your party. Over situations that genuinely might not have been in her hands. That's crazy. Like, that's insanity to me personally. That's insanity. I can't imagine ending a friendship over something so small. And a lot of guys can. A lot of guys can. But for the general male population, we're not ending shit over something itty bitty. We're just not. That's all I have for you guys today. Be sure to follow me on all of my social networks. On Facebook, it's Casanova Bowens and everything of that nature. Pretty soon here, I'm going to go ahead and make another Twitter so you guys can keep up with that. I plan on streaming on Tuesday. This episode is coming out on Monday. So on Tuesday, you should be getting a stream. If you want to be involved in that, go ahead and reach out to me on Facebook, as I mentioned. You guys have a wonderful night.